But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. How fitting this Laetare Sunday we are reminded of what we hope for, a glimpse of the joy that comes when we get through trial. The first reading, the chosen people are celebrating for the first time in the promised land. They have eaten from the land of their home, no longer relying on the manna in the desert. The second reading, St. Paul invites the Christian community to rejoice because we have been reconciled with God through Christ's sacrifice. Finally, the gospel, with arguably the most recognized parable, the prodigal son. Charles Dickens called this passage the gospel of the gospels. And why is this parable so well known? I think there are three big reasons the gospel resonates with us so well. The first is the Father. His example of forgiveness and love is what we all seek, what we all desire. The second is the prodigal son. We may scoff at his youth, bad decisions, but we all know in our heart of hearts that he represents us. Seeking freedom and pleasure, we instead find suffering and hunger. Finally, the jealous older son. Those people that we have felt judged by and resisted returning to the Father, the people that have forgotten their own struggles and looked down on us. In Gandhi's autobiography, My Experiments with Truth, he writes about his own experience of the love a father offers. I was 15 when I stole a bit of gold out of my brother's armlet to clear a debt of 25 rupees. It was not difficult to clip a bit out of it. Well, it was done, and the debt cleared. But this became more than I could bear. I resolved never to steal again. I also made up my mind to confess it to my father, but I did not dare speak. I decided at last to write out the confession, submit it to my father, and ask his forgiveness. I wrote it on a slip of paper and handed it to him myself. In this note, not only did I confess my guilt, but also requested an adequate punishment for it, and closed with a request for him not to punish himself for my offense. I also pledged myself never to steal in the future. I was trembling as I handed the confession to my father. He was then confined to bed. I handed him the note and sat on his bed. He sat up to read it. He read it through, and pearl drops trickled down his cheeks, wetting the paper. For a moment, he closed his eyes and thought, and then tore up the note. He again lay down. I also cried. I could see my father's agony. Those pearl drops of love cleansed my heart and washed my sin away. Only he who has experienced such love can know what it is. The sort of sublime forgiveness was not natural to my father. I had thought that he would be angry, say hard things, and strike his forehead, but he was so wonderfully peaceful, and I believe this was due to my clean confession, a clean confession combined with a promise to never commit the sin again. When offered before one who has the right to receive it, it is the purest type of repentance. I know that my confession made my father feel absolutely safe about me, and increased his affection for me beyond measure. I think very often that when we look at Lent, we see a time of hardship, a self-imposed suffering that we do to be better Catholics. To some degree, this is true. But in reality, Lent is the walk home. We have squandered our inheritance, we've already experienced separation and suffering, and we are on our way home. Lent is the 40-day journey we take back to the Father, back to the comfort, the joy, and the love that God offers each one of us. It is the writing of that note, finding the words to present ourselves before our Father, not sure if he will even take us back. But rejoice, we have a Father that will take us back. Before the Son even spoke a word, his Father ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. Sometimes we start Lent and we are the older son. I'm doing well, I'm fasting and tithing, but I'm not getting that love that I see others experiencing. Or perhaps we have a family member we see very far off or distancing themselves from the church, from our Father, and we think, why don't they just get it? Why don't they just listen to me? Even if we aren't on that long, hard walk home, we can recall the time that we were. In fact, we have to. Gandhi nailed it when he said, "Only he who has experienced such love can know what it is. We who have experienced this love have to reflect it, to give that glimmer of hope that God gives to us each Sunday, not just this Laetare Sunday. No one would return home if it was just the older brother looking down on us. No, it is the Father that we return to. It is the Father that we seek each Lent, and it is him whom we tell others about that have still not found life. What should we be doing this Lent? Finding the words, seeking to return to the Father and confess exactly how we have let him down. If we don't have that long journey to make back home, we can use this time to recall when we were. It is the Father's love that we seek, that keeps us here, that sustains us, and it is that experience that will give us the strength to turn away from temptation. And if we make that journey to experience his love, if we can recall it vividly during Lent, we will hang on to it through Easter and heighten our joy. We will hold it close and find that it carries us not only 40 days, but all the way to eternal life. Perhaps we may even find the joy that we have in God's forgiveness will reflect and attract those we care about back as well. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found."